Good morning. This is Jeff Bowman from 96.5 The Cave, along with Mark Comstock. And we now have our Athlete of the Week with us this morning from Blissfield High School, Lee Wyman. Lee, good to have you on. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, good week last week at the win over Summerfield. Just padding that stat sheet, 25 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 steals. So a good game there, and you guys are having a successful season. What made your game so good over Summerfield the other night?
I just think, like, how our team came together that game. Everyone played very well and stepped up. We knew they were a good team, so we just wanted to focus. They have a really good player, my cousin, actually, Jaylee Jones. So we focused on her and stopping her. But, yeah, I think just coming together as a team, which is what we've been starting to do a lot better lately, helped us in that game.
So we got Coach Comstock with us. That's been around for a little bit, an assistant with Tecumseh. So he knows your game a little bit as well.
Yeah, I do. And not that it's going to make any difference to you, but we played last year one of the toughest schedules in the state. And we, in our own mind, we kind of put together an all-opponent team. And you were certainly on it. I mean, and we played some of the really, really good players in the state of Michigan last year. But so I'm trying to compliment you. I just think you're a great player in terms of being able to make your teammates better. You're a capable scorer, but get lots of assists. What do you take more joy in, the assist or scoring?
Honestly, both are just great. I love getting my teammates open shots, and moving the ball up the floor is something that we really focus on. So that's been important to me, and like working on my game IQ and like making the right pass, but also if I'm open, taking the best shot that I can. I never want to like force any shots. So if someone's open and like I'm getting guarded pretty hard, like I'm gonna make that extra pass so they can score.
Well, you're always a target for somebody that you're playing against, that they need to try and contain you. And what are you working on? I mean, you mentioned working on your game. What area do you think you need to continue to improve on? And I know it's getting late in the season, but what are you still working on?
Obviously free throws. I've gotten a lot better this season with them, but just free throws and overall shooting, like probably my three-point game I've been working on a lot more this year, and just getting in the gym whenever I can to add that part into my game a little more, because I like going to the basket and driving, but when that's not available, I feel like I need to be able to just pull up and shoot it and just have a good opportunity for it to go in the hoop.
Well, it's been another great year for you, and of course you haven't lost an NCAA game. And well, you've never lost an NCAA game.
Nope.
I'm sure that's the first, the first step is to win a conference championship. But you got to be looking forward to the postseason. District play is going to be almost in 5 or 6 more weeks, and it's going to get here in a hurry now that we're close to February, but I'm sure your team has set some team goals beyond winning the conference.
Yes, we're definitely a March team. Like we play our best basketball in March, in my opinion. I think that's when everything really comes together, because we know like it's either win or go home, and that's important to us because we want to keep winning. We've been successful in the past. Obviously, my freshman year we went to state, then after that regionals. We've been there the past 2 years, and like we just work hard throughout our whole season and in the summer, and then when it comes March, I feel like we're ready, and we really focus on winning our league. That's a big one, and then districts is obviously huge for us, and then after that, we kind of just see where we're at and how it's going, but obviously, we just try to win and keep playing.
Lee, do you have a desire to go on and play after high school at the college level?
Yes, I do. Right now, my top school is Kelvin University in Grand Rapids, and I probably will be committing sometime soon.
Well, the Adrian, you just made a lot of people at Adrian upset, but We've got a couple of girls that are being recruited by Adrian College as well, so I have to be careful that they always ask me who's recruiting them. Like, are they going to go to Adrian? Can we send them? But you'll be excellent at the next level as well. What will you do now as the season ends? Are you still eligible to play AU basketball, or do you play a spring sport?
Sadly, AU is over. As a senior, you can't play after your senior year, which I know in other sports you can, but this spring I will be doing track again. Last year was my first year, so just working on getting faster and being part of the track team is super fun to me.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of your teammates. We don't want to leave them out because I know that they're important to you, and tell us a little bit about how your coach has influenced you and improved your game on and off the court.
I'll start with coaches. Coach Schmidt just does a great job keeping everyone focused, and he always has, like, mentions things that we need to work on, but also positive stuff which is helpful. And then Gilbert obviously just always has a good game plan, and he's a very successful coach, and I feel like he always does what's best for our team. And when we scout other teams, he always has a good game plan. When they have a good player, we hold them to their season low sometimes in points. So just things like that really help our team win in these big games.
Was Coach Schmidt making you say nice things about him because he's sitting next to you?
No.
Okay.
That's his son.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But, yeah, I have great teammates, too. That's what makes our team go together. Demaya does an amazing job on the boards, and she finishes very well. And she's just a really hard worker, which motivates everyone else on our team to work hard, including me in practice. Like, we'll be going hard, and she's working her butt off, and that makes everyone else want to just go that much harder. And then Annie does a great job. She's a great shooter, and I always find her on the court, I feel like. So she does a great job shooting, and she's getting a lot better at taking the ball to the basket, too, in defense. So I feel like everyone's just improving on their game this year, which is helpful. And then, like, our bench and Kalia and Hope do an amazing job. We always say they're kind of like little flies on defense because they're just always moving, always everywhere. They don't get tired very often, and they're just ready to go.
You know, one thing looking back, you mentioned, Lee, you know, going up to, the Breslin Center as a freshman. I was up there covering that, and it was a blast doing it. But what do you think has probably been your biggest improvement from when you stepped on the court as a freshman at Blissfield to where you are now?
I think just moving on to the next play, no matter what. I used to get, like, really upset, but now I just move on and have a next play mentality. I feel like I've gotten a lot smarter, too, with my IQ and rebounding. I just feel like I work a lot harder than I used to because I was a freshman. I was a little nervous at a lot of moments, but now I just feel like I've put in a lot of work and I'm ready for big moments and all these league games. And I just feel like our team does a great job, too, with that. Like, we're just all ready to play all the time.
Well, and you did have some great mentors as well. You know, that team that you were on as a freshman had some really good players and leaders that you were able to learn from.
Yes, for sure.
Well, again, you talked about, the rest of the season coming up, not losing a game in conference play. What's your who's your biggest challenge the rest of the way? I know at the end of the season, last game of the year, you've got Morenci in a non-conference, who's a phenomenal team this year. But who's your biggest challenge in the LCAA?
I would definitely have to say Adrian or Onsted. I know that Onsted just recently lost, but they're still a good team, and that's going to make them come back harder, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And just Adrian's always super solid. Jada is a really good player, and they're coached well. And I just know that, like, both of those teams work really hard, and, like, they always give us their best shot, which is what a lot of teams are going to do because, like, we just have this huge streak going, and they want to break it.
Right.
But I feel like those two teams definitely work hard, and they want to get to where we're at, kind of, in a way.
Well, once again, you know, good luck the rest of the way. We appreciate your time this morning, Lee. Congratulations once again on being the Hyatt Insurance Athlete of the Week. We appreciate that as well from you. So good luck on the rest of the way, and, you know, keep things going.
Yep. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Once again, that's Lee Wyman from Blissfield. She is our Athlete of the Week. This week brought to you by Hyatt Insurance.